When the word of these outrages reached Sir Edmure Tully, he sent word that we should take a small force of men to find what survivors we could and bring them to the king. Sir Raymond Darry spoke up.
Sir Edmure had summoned me to River Run with all my strength. I was camped across the river from his walls, awaiting his commands, when the word reached me. By the time I could return to my own lands, Clegane and his vermin were back across the Red Fork, riding for Lannister's hills.
Littlefinger stroked the point of his beard thoughtfully. And if they come again, sir?
If they come again, we'll use their blood to water the fields they burnt, Sir Mark Piper declared hotly.
Sir Edmure has sent men to every village and holdfast within a day's ride of the border, Sir Carroll explained. The next raider will not have such an easy time of it. And that may be precisely what Lord Tywin wants, Ned thought to himself, to bleed off strength from River Run, goad the boy into scattering his swords. His wife's brother was young, and more gallant than wise. He would try to hold every inch of his soil to defend every man, woman, and child who named him lord. And Tywin Lannister was shrewd enough to know that.
If your fields and hellfars are safe from harm, Lord Petyr was saying, what then do you ask of the throne?